opening night of Chicago Blackhawks regular season hockey right here on 720 WGN and right here in Chicago. And we are honored, pleased, and proud to have the voice of NBC Sports Hockey, Doc Emmerich, with us right now.
Hi, Doc.
On stage with us. And, Doc, this is first of all, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah. Oh, it was fun to see you yesterday and to be the lead-in for the GOAT segment.
Okay, I want to just say...
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it was, and the GOAT did some unspeakable things, but I just want to say...
It was a symbol of what was going to happen later on.
Now, don't you think, though...
What the GOAT did, but the fact that the GOAT got in.
Yes, the GOAT got in, and then what happened, that the Cubs won. Wouldn't you say, Doc Emmerich, in your professional opinion, as a man who has broadcast North American sports for many more decades than we care to mention...
Be kind.
Wouldn't you say that Anna and I broke the curse yesterday? Wouldn't you say that's the case?
That's a good start.
Well, and you just can't have that stuff hanging out there, I think, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's right. And what's more, it seemed to carry into, what was it, 11:20 last night Central Time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like you've started a new trend and things are going in the proper direction.
Yes.
Now, mind you, they won after the first 100 and so wins. They did without the GOAT, but it seemed like they needed a little extra help last night. And at 3 o'clock Central, you provided it.
Yeah, it's a playoff thing, Doc. I mean, it's the Cubs can be great in the regular season, and they have been over the years. It's just what happens is that it's that whole getting to the big show, and I think that GOAT had something to do with it. So now the curse is broken, and then they can play either the Nats or the Dodgers. In the Dodgers, that would be kind of fun.
I'd like to see them face
school.
The only thing was the GOAT had its mouth taped shut, which I understand the attorneys needed to do.
That's correct, yes.
It wasn't right. The entertainers.
No.
Because I think the audience would have really loved to have heard the GOAT say its name or something like that. As goats are wont. Yeah. That would have been fun, especially on radio. But
yeah.
I realize that can't happen because every once in a while accountants and attorneys get involved and mm-hmm. some of your creative ideas, both of you, are toned down a tad.
I think we need to get those shirts or the hats, the I Ain't Afraid of No Goat. Just like, did you see what Bill Murray wore to the game? We're done with that now.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, either we did it. You and I did everything we possibly could. We did all the right stuff. So, Doc, let's talk NHL hockey here for a second. By the way, our live broadcast before the Chicago Blackhawks face St. Louis Blues is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park the new home for your business. Let's talk about this season. Very exciting stuff. What we're hearing a lot from the team and some of the players is that the early exit in the playoffs last year, as depressing as that is for this team that's had such a remarkable run in this decade, that it at least gave them a chance to rest up and get back up, on their feet again, really, because they spent at least three of the past 6 years between, Olympic play and postseason play and stuff like that. And this core group of players had some, had a lot of ice time.
I'll spend one of my nuggets for tonight. In the last 7 years, there were three Stanley Cups in there. In the last 7 years, 647 games played by the Blackhawks, more than any other team. And those are games of gravity. We're not talking about preseason, not the All-Star game, not the Olympics. We're talking about regular season and playoff games. All of those games are games of meaning. And you can name, as well as I can, several of the guys that played in as many of those as they were physically able to play in. Mm-hmm. Number 2, number 7, number 4, guys that played 19, 88, all during those years that played all of those games. I first learned about this when I was with New Jersey. They won it in 2000. They got to the final and lost in 7 in 2001. They won it again in 2003. We were shocked that they weren't that good in 2005 and 6. They were spent. And you don't realize what all of those games do in terms of taking a toll on you compared to the other teams that you're playing. And I think it became evident in Game 7. Andrew Shaw got the tying goal early in the third period. Troy Brouwer scored for St. Louis. And as much as the Blackhawks were going to give it all they had, they're just out of gas. And there are times that teams are just out of gas. So now they've had the summer to recover, recoil. And Joel was just saying this morning on Steve's show, as well as to me after the morning practice, we've got 8 defensemen that we trust.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some decisions to make, and we'll see what a couple of the guys that have never played in the NHL before are going to do tonight.
Talk about that a little bit. Six rookies in the lineup for this season opener. You got the team is getting younger. And, you know, if they all play like Panarin did in his rookie season, we'll be wowed beyond imagination. But there must be some settling in when you have that number heading into the first game of the season and beyond.
No, that's right, Anna. And, I just made a couple of notes this morning talking to some of the guys that have never played in the NHL tonight. I didn't ask them how much sleep they got because you'd have to think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are parents coming in. There are brothers and sisters that are somehow or other getting here. One of the brothers, C.J. Mott, is playing for the ECHL Quad City Mallards across in Moline, Illinois. He's going to get here. Their parents, Tyler Mott's parents, are both school teachers in St. Clair, Michigan.
Oh, how cool.
That's on the other side of the state, a little north of Detroit.
Yep.
They're going to get here. And so the same thing is going to happen with two or three others who are going. It's a family event that is a dream 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
no
you
question.
Might get to the NHL and then play in your first game. So there's an excitement level that I think Joel is going to mine very well. And when you have guys that played in most of those 647 games I mentioned, they're going to be sitting right alongside him. It's a nice combination.
Oh,
yeah. And they'll be looking at him. And yeah, I just think about those parents for just a second, Doc, that drove those hockey moms and dads that, you know, put 100,000 miles on the minivan, and they couldn't resell it because it smelled like wet hockey gear. And they were spending Christmases in Toronto or Montreal or up at, you know, any of those, you know, Christmas Day and Christmas weekend tournaments that so many of these kids who are in travel hockey have to go to. Mm-hmm. And just and the sacrifices that some of the other family members made.
Exactly.
You know, the sisters and the brothers who weren't playing hockey and all that.
You're right.
And then all of a sudden you have these kids tonight, as you're pointing out, that are, you know, that are going to be here making their, you know, when the lights go and they get to be on that skate, when the darkness falls and they rush out onto the ice for the, you know, the opening skate. And it's just, you know, to me, it's such a goosebump moment
it
to watch
is
these kids.
So yeah. Emotional.
And when you have them all standing there in the stands with their seats, and of course the kids know where they are. And they're rocking back and forth at the bench because it's nervous energy. And we're going to carry the anthem tonight. And when you see, you know, we have several shots that we show during the anthem. We'll show the fans applauding as they've done here since 1985. They applaud through the anthem. We'll show the flag. Mm-hmm. We'll show Jim Cornelison at the time that he points toward mm-hmm. the flag. We show the service veterans, and I get goosebumps about that because we'll often have World War II service veterans, sometimes sitting in a wheelchair, sometimes sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. But as soon as the anthem starts, they snap to attention and salute. And when you have that moment going, we'll show the bench, and you see how anxious the players are. They're paying attention to the flag, but they're bobbing back and forth because it's all that nervous energy. And you think about when they were a lot smaller in a tiny rink at 6 o'clock in the morning and their parents got them there. I think I have an answer to the problem because I have been in vans that smelled to high heaven.
Yeah, what is your idea?
Troy Parchment, who is the equipment manager, and none other than Lou Manfredini have the same answer for solving the equipment smell problem.
Oh, Freshwave?
Dear God, what is it?
Freshwave.
Both of them said the same thing.
Freshwave. The Chicago Blackhawks?
I don't know if they were motivated by the commercial, but they say it works.
Yeah.
So if there are any hockey parents listening, we encourage you to at least give it a try.
We should have used it after the goat the other day. We weren't thinking.
You know what?
That would have come in handy.
That is an excellent point. I don't know why we didn't think of that.
What were we thinking?
Because Freshwave, and that's a Chicago guy, Freshwave, the guy who invented that. It's a really incredible. It's a great story. It's a great product.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was very good. Doc, excellent. You know what? You are a true Hall of Famer.
It's fun to get here with you. And I remember Judd Surratt. I first talked to him when he was a University of Michigan student. And he was, I'm old. And Judd called me once when I was working for the Philadelphia Flyers. And it was all about wanting to get into the broadcasting business. And years later, I got a phone call from Judd. And he said, I got a job. And he said, it's at WGN in Chicago. And I said, can I go too?
He's excellent.
This
Amazing.
Has been my station for a lot of years as a kid.
Well, you grew up in Indiana, right?
5'7". I don't know how much I grew, but yes. I was raised in Indiana,
yeah.
Yes. And this was the station I listened to because I was a baseball nut. The Cubs always played in the afternoon. So I had the station on a lot. But anyway, I congratulate you both for being on this station. That means you're good. And for staying with it.
Thank you very
and
much.
And for having a goat as a guest.
Yeah, well, you know.
Thank you, Doc.
You know, it is local radio, Doc. You got to do what you got to do.